Welcome to the Dreams by the Means Motivation Station. I'm your host, Ed Doxson. What's going on, y'all? I know it's been a little minute. Couple of missed morning walks, evening walks, the whole nine yards. I told y'all I was taking some time to get some things in order outside of the podcast and everything. But definitely had to tap back in with y'all today on this last day of June. You know, and it's mid-year. Well, it's actually July 1st now, looking at the time. But to the point that, you know, it's mid-year, so we got this second half of what we got to do, you know what I'm saying, as far as like what you want to do, what you got to do, your goals, see what you accomplish, what can you get better, what can you keep improving on, what skills can you take to that second half of that year. For myself, it's definitely been a great year. It's been a trying year. I think like any year, probably like most of y'all can relate, how life goes, always a trying time. But I can say through this year, one thing I tried to adapt, and I know I talked about this on some of the previous episodes, but one thing I've really adapted is, anybody that knows me, you know, I really look up to Kobe, and it's an interview with Kobe, a podcast interview, when he specifically tried to say, like, yo, you mess up one day, you know, don't beat yourself up. Just go hard in the next day, do better the next day. And I think that goes for what we're talking about now, mid-year. If your first half of the year ain't go nothing like you planned, you know, don't beat yourself up. Don't ponder on it. Just go 10 times harder to kill that other second half of the year. So, you know, I'm on my night walk right now. Just wanted to come clear my mind before I took it down. Got two workouts in earlier. You know, been getting back on the tour day, semi-75 hard kind of challenge and whatnot. Just kind of, and what I'm talking about right now is just trying to get ready for the second half of the year. It's going to kick up. We're going to go through summer. End of the summer going to be here. It's going to be the holidays. You know, there's going to be a lot of different things going on. So, I think the biggest thing I would say for the second half of the year, and you know, what this podcast is based around, I just want to encourage everybody to definitely continue to build and sustain relationships. We're not just talking professional. Personal, honestly, is, you know, more important than the professional. There's a lot of your professional can turn personal, but it's rarely that your personal turn professional, but it can, you know, if you're talking about doing business with somebody, but it's not in the same sense of where you could go through a professional relationship that you may plan to stay professional, but then it turns to a lifelong personal relationship. So saying all that to say, I know that was a mouthful, but literally focus on them relationships. It's not just about the relationship being something that can provide you with an opportunity, like a job or money or this, that, and the third. Like, but that is a good thing and that's a plus. But no, the relationship is more that, you know, as I'm starting to read more, listen to podcasts and stuff, you know, when they talk about relationships, friendships, human interaction, it's one of the key things that's linked to, you know, longevity, that's linked to a longer life. So it's a healthy thing. When we talk about health and wellness and mental health, like the type of people you're around, because you can be around people that's toxic or drama filled and that, and you don't want to be around them. So I say that to say, for this second half, I would say focus on it. One tool I could give y'all that I shared before, you know, I used to have a thing. I would be like, each month I need to sit down with three people. It needs to be one person that can help me, one person that I can help, and then another person that can help somebody else that I'm associated with. So, say it again. Meet with a person that can help me, a person that I can help, and then a person that can help somebody else that I'm associated with. And, you know, of course, why? Because you meet somebody that can help you further your career, or help you grow mentally, or help you whatever case is that you feel like you need an area of improvement in. And another key to that is never sit down with someone to meet with if you don't have anything to offer. So even if you meet with somebody that has more money than you, more status, more power, it doesn't mean the simple fact that, oh, I'm an intern, or, oh, I'm an entry-level hire, I can't offer this person. No, you have certain knowledge and certain skills and certain this. And that's the purpose of meeting with people or having these Zooms or going to these network events. Because you meet somebody, all it takes is one simple thing to be in common, and that could turn into a whole another opportunity for multiple conversations. The second thing, of course, I was saying, somebody that you could help. Why? You know, you always got to pay it forward. But also, just part of self-development is in the process of helping people, you're also winning. You're taking something from it too. You're learning your leadership. You're observing your leadership, especially if you're getting feedback from the person you're helping. And then it's just always good to be able to lift up. It's part of community. It's part of, you know, being a stand-up person that understand, like, when we walk outside, we represent more than us. You know what I'm saying? We represent a whole race and whatnot. So that's always something I think everybody should tap into, with giving back and this and the third. Because giving back don't got to be always monetary, don't got to always be a big community day, a bike giveaway. Nah, it could literally be tapping in with a youngin' once or twice a week and just steering them the opposite direction of what, you know, may currently be around them. That's negative influences. And then the last one is you meeting with somebody that can help someone who's associated with you. And I mean, yeah, associated with you. And the reason I say that is because, wow, you in your circle, you play your team. You know, I mean, you play your role as on a team. You want to see people win. You want to see how your network can spill over and help somebody else in your network. You want to also become that person. You want to be the bridge. You want to become a connector. You know what I mean? So all of this stuff, three meetings that I'm talking about, I think is very imperative to really, really growing your network, establishing your network, and just becoming a better leader, and, you know, engaging with those different people. Like I said, don't always got to come out with a job opportunity. Don't they got to always come out with a long-term relationship? Because, like, as I was told, you know, growing up, meet people for seasons, you meet people for reasons. Whatever it is, you're accepting to go with it. A season could be a week. A season could be a month. You know what I'm saying? Reason, man, you're going to be around. Even if you ain't around, when you were around, your impact was, you know, that heavy that you are a reason in my life, because it's something that probably still carried with me. So, man, I tell everybody, man, we're getting here. It's 4th of July weekend. Enjoy it with your families. Be safe. You know, travel, even in the midst of the cookouts and the events and the downtown fireworks, it is opportunities to network, you know what I mean? So get y'all practicing now, but have a great, safe weekend. And as we go into the second half, y'all know what it always is. Hustle plus faith equals success. And I'm gonna catch y'all on the next one. Thank you for tuning into Dreams by Any Means Motivation Station, where hustle plus faith equals success. Stay tuned for the next episode.